876-4075.
Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus on this Friday edition here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. A little later in the show, we'll have Manhattan Public Library Public Relations Coordinator Maddie Ogle will be in to talk about all the summer programs. Right now, still in studio with me is Peggy Riley, the Youth Director of College Avenue UMC. Also have Mitchell Bunger and Emma Lansdowne in studio. Again, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350, and we're talking about the parking proceeds, especially during football season, when it's that time for the Cats to be in the bill. You need to find parking, and a lot of times with UMC being just right across the street, practically, that's a spot to pay to park. What is it usually? $5 to pay, or is it more than that now?
No, a season pass is $30 for the seven games.
Oh, okay.
So it's $210, and it's reserve parking. There's always a place for them to park. We don't assign spots for them, but they will always have a place to park.
And what is it like on a single day, or are those already filled up?
Our trustees at the church do $30, and they park in the grass. Our parkers get the pavement.
Okay, so not $5. It's a little more than
a little bit more.
A little bit more.
We do soccer parking, and that's $5.
Okay,
donation.
But those proceeds, and that's the thing that I really just want to hit on, is that a lot of times during football season when you're trying to get to the bill, and if you can't park at the stadium, you're looking for places to park, and usually it costs money, and probably people will just roll their eyes and think it's a cash grab or something like that. But what we're talking about here is that College Avenue UMC really takes these proceeds and really kind of pays back the community in a lot of different ways, whether it's donations to a lot of nonprofit groups, missions, and also trips for youth group. I was just telling you all over break, I remember back when I was in high school, our youth group, I believe it was my senior year, we did this big mystery trip that was just really great. We went to, we were gone for maybe 4 or 5 days. We went all across the country in a couple vans, which is, it's always fun. And the games you play in the van are always fun. And we checked out Chicago. We went to Niagara Falls for a little bit. I think we even caught like a Pacers-Bulls game in Indianapolis. I mean, it was just and we did a lot of community service work in Chicago, south side of Chicago, actually. And that really eye-opening experiences there when you kind of see just different parts of the country, how different people live, whether they're struggling or not, and how you can help. And Mitchell, Emma, if you wanted to share a little bit some of the youth group trips that you've been on and some of the places you've seen.
Yeah, well, this year, the youth group, the high school youth group, we went to Dallas, Texas. And I actually had been on a mission trip to Texas. This was my third Texas mission trip. But this year, I think, was different than the other years because we went with a group called Urban Plunge. And what they did is they would put us into the community, specifically around the homeless community. And we were helping pretty much nonstop all day, every day with the homeless community. So there was one day where we were at this food bank sort of place where this family had, they were giving out food to the homeless or people in need. And we were there just like working all day from 9 o'clock until like 4:30, just handing out food nonstop. There was a line that would go through, and we were outside and the sun was out. Luckily, we had a pretty cool week in Texas, which was a blessing. But we were working pretty constantly all day, every day. There's one morning where we worked in a garden that was a community garden to kind of have fresh produce for the community, for people who need it. There is lots and lots of different places that were meals for the homeless, and we helped with a couple of those. Another place that we went kind of was like a little community center place for the homeless where there was, you could eat there, you could do your laundry, you could get some clothes if you needed them, and we helped with all kinds of stuff there as well. It was great.
And Mitchell, talk a little bit about your experience, being a little fresher to a lot of it, being 13. Emma, 18, just graduating high school, going to go to K-State. Mitchell, your thoughts.
Well, for the middle school trip, we didn't go so far down to Texas. Instead, we went up to Lincoln, Nebraska, and also helped out with Urban Plunge, and we were helping a lot of nonprofit communities and like one women's shelter and the Yazidi Cultural Center, and we learned about how they help the problems with the Yazidi over in the East. And yeah, Middle East. We also worked a lot, and we would help at like transition centers for foster care, or we helped clean a foster care, like just a room for visitations or anything like that. And it was a great experience to see how we could help out the community in Lincoln and see how also other people are living in Lincoln. And it was a great experience. I mean, we really got to know each other on a different level, and it was great to see all the cultures and diverse community of Lincoln.
Very nice. Again, and Peggy, I think it just really speaks. You know, sometimes like I don't know, you guys would probably be younger than the millennial generation. Which always like makes me feel weird because I'm an old millennial. I was born in 1985. I think the generation now, what is it, Z or Y or Z? Yeah. Is it Generation Z that you're in? Peggy, you hear all the times sometimes it's just like, and it's just throughout history, youth are always kind of thrown under the bus in so many ways and, you know, complained about. But I mean, here's two examples right here of just, we have some great youth in the community doing some great things.
We do. We always emphasize with the kids when we go on our mission trips that it's not about them. It's about the people that we're serving. And just as Jesus served, we want to go out and serve others using him as our model. They have really stepped forward, and they give 110%, and it says a lot for our Parkers who support that group for them and support that trip, that these kids can experience service in different ways other than Manhattan.
And I'm sure the parking can get quite hectic, especially in the early parts of the season. It can be still pretty warm on that parking lot. We do have a phone call. Let's go ahead and take it. Go ahead, caller. You're on in focus. Hello, caller.
Yes.
There you are. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to ask the youth how these experiences have deepened their faith, or how it's impacted them with their faith in Jesus and his mission.
All right, go ahead. Emma, you want to go ahead and start?
Well, I would say that especially, I think that this year's mission trip to Dallas deepened my faith more than anything else, because I saw a different side of life this summer. And most of the time we like work with kids or we paint a house. And this year I felt like it was a lot more up close with people, real people that are out there and need our help. And so this year was really great for me to kind of see that.
Mitchell?
Thank you. How about you?
Well, for us, for middle school, or for me, when we also got really close to the community and help and really talked to the people we helped and learned about what they do and what they need, and it was just a great experience to see how we're helping everyone through God and deepening our faith.
All right. Thanks so much, caller, for calling in with that question. Got just a couple minutes left. We need to go to break and get Maddie in. But, again, before we go, just great job with what College Avenue UMC is doing. $13,000 in 2017 donations to so many community nonprofit organizations. And over the last 9 years, $120,000. That these the parking program proceeds have gone to. Last word, Peggy.
We still have parking spaces available at our website, and the application is on our website. Also, the application for grants. If there's an organization that would like to apply for one of the youth grants, they grant up to $1,000. And the kids kind of look through those applications and see how they align with our guiding values at our church. And then they award monies accordingly. So the application's on our website also if there's an organization that would like to partner with us and go into a covenant relationship with the youth group.
Very good. Thanks so much for stopping in and sharing all that with us. I've always wondered what that money goes to. Now we know. That was Peggy Riley, Youth Director for College Avenue UMC. Also, thanks to Mitchell Bunger and Emma Lansdowne for coming in and sharing their thoughts. More in Focus coming up. We're going to talk about Manhattan Public Library and some programs they have going on. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
If you suffer from ED and you've seen your doctor about the little blue pill, you know it can be expensive, and seeing the doctor and waiting at the pharmacy can be a hassle. What if I told you that a certain little blue pill just came off patent December 11th, and that same active ingredient that's in the little blue pill is now available in generic form, available to you for just $30 for a month's supply? That's a big discount. No more getting ripped off by the big pharma companies. With 4hims.com, you can bypass the doctor's office, pharmacy visit, and save huge money on your prescription ED meds. Just go to 4hims.com/pro. Consult with a licensed physician, and following their confidential medical review, you can have the proper prescription delivered directly to your door for a fraction of the price. And today, while supplies last, you can get started with a trial month for just $5. That's right, $5. Here's what you do. Just go to 4hims.com, F-O-R-H-I-M-S.com/pro today, and get started for just $5 while supplies